From Middle-earth to central London, The Lord of the Rings is transformed to the Theatre Royal in the British capital's West End. It is a fantasy tale of elves, hobbits, battles and a ring, except this time Tolkien's trilogy is brought to the stage through music, dance and striking set design. Each magical world, from the Shire to Mount Doom, is recreated using huge lifting gear that makes the stage revolve and move up and down. The show's director, Matthew Walkus, says although the story is compressed, the stage adds immediacy.
I think what's exciting for people who know The Lord of the Rings is that the form of theatre, the event of theatre, is so immediate and warm. It's like being in the same room as a battle or a... as the Balrog or the spider, you know, you're there with them in a way that you're not in any other form.
The Lord of the Rings really is a theatrical spectacle on a huge scale, featuring an ensemble of more than 70 actors, singers and musicians, not to mention the 500 costumes. But a huge show does not come cheap. At more than $24 million, The Lord of the Rings is the most expensive piece of theatre ever staged. But with the success of the books and films, the show's creators are hoping for full houses, night after night. Alistair Smith from the Stage newspaper says the show will benefit from London's tourist trade.
Tourist trade's going to be important, especially over the summer. It's obviously opening just before the sort of the peak tourist season, and I think US trade's going to be very important.
While the reworked version looks to pull in lovers of Tolkien's Middle-earth, it also hopes to create a new following, this time in the theatre. Paul Burge for VOA News in London.